Hello and good morning to those of you in the West Coast and afternoon for those in the East Coast. I am Carol Connor and welcome to the Carol Connor Show. This is a talk show where I share with you the wisdom and insight that I receive through my intuitive vision. My show focuses on self-empowerment and reclaiming your divine inheritance. I'm here for you during these accelerated times at the planet, also to catch my breath, run around, to offer inspiration so we could get through this jump that's literally written in our DNA easier. This is what I love to do, and I welcome you to join me because this is a call-in show. You could ask any show that you want, but I do encourage that you do stick to one question that's on the top of your mind, and we open the phone lines at the quarter of hour. So after our first break, the lines go open, and then I'm all yours for the last 45 minutes. And what I did want to talk about, the topic of today, is being the change in the world that you want to see. Gandhi said that a long time ago as far as be the change, and now more than ever we are, and I've been saying this over and over, as far as how much it is important. I talk about energy all the time, energy fields, energy patterns, cycles that we go through, and now we are collectively, and all of us individually, really being urged to be. It's not a time for us to be something tomorrow, be peaceful tomorrow, be organized tomorrow. Now, every single day, every single opportunity, with every thought, word, and deed. If you want to see more peace, see how peaceful you are through the day. See how peaceful you are when somebody cuts you off in traffic, or when a ex-husband or girlfriend calls up and starts yelling at you. How peaceful do you maintain yourself during those times of that could appear to be conflict? Be the change that you want to see in the world. If you want to see more abundant, how abundant are you with your love, with your gratitude, with your helping of fellow mankind? How abundant are you with your words, with your kind words? Or are you sharp with words? Be abundant with grace, with ease. The more you experience it, the more you be this right now, not putting it off, not having our list of things to do, and be the change that we want to do, and we'll go on the diets or whatever when we get closer to the season of bathing suits. This is time to do this all the time. We have seasons that remind us of change. We have cycles within cycles, and so everything is constantly spinning. That's why I talk about energy fields all the time, because I constantly see the spinning within the energy field, which is absolutely connected to the spinning of the world, the spinning of the earth cycles. The day turns into night. Everything goes into the spin. So the more we are connected into the spin, the more we're connected into that flow, the more we can understand that this is a simple relationship between science merging spirituality, and everything gets down to simple words, and that means be the change you want to be. Be nice. My mother always said, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all. Those simple laws, those simple words that we've heard throughout our lifetimes, through centuries, the more we, again, are having science merged with spirituality, the more we're understanding that the universal laws are based on simple words, simple actions. And so it goes back down to us. And so does everybody make a difference? Absolutely. Does everybody matter? Absolutely. If you see in the big thing, look at the big world, we're all connected, or we all understand ourselves as pieces of source God, whatever that means to you. And are you acting as a piece of source God, as a big piece, or do you consider yourself a little insignificant piece of source or creator God? God doesn't do small. So think of yourself as a big piece of source and creator, and do you feel God-like? And this doesn't mean that you're God and nobody else is. This is all of us really getting into our cellular bodies, how much we are pieces of source, pieces of creator, and work with that creator energy every single day throughout the day, aligning yourself, clearing yourself up, standing into your empowerment versus your unempowerment. Be the change that you want to see in the world. And this will absolutely spill over to other parts of your life. It cannot not. That's where energy follows patterns, energy follows lines, and energy follows fogginess creates fogginess, clarity creates clarity. So the more we understand this, the more we understand that we have the tools, we have all the answers are within. That's the saying that we've been hearing forever too. And then we understand that we've been trained to look outside of ourselves. And that was part of our themes that we came in here, to look outside, to seek outside. Now we're having the understanding of having the cycle coming back and really having the urge of us being looking inside of ourselves to clear ourselves up, to clear our thoughts, our words, our deeds, and have a little saying, have a little post around where you brush your teeth, and have it be your mantra, watching your words, understanding everything is cause cause and effect. So our words have a cause and effect. Karma, we understand that. To understand that karma is coming around faster and faster. So you want to have, again, more flow, more peace, more abundance in your life, then be that flow, be that abundance. I had the radio show this morning in the East Coast, the Leistrom Live that we do at 10 o'clock, and a woman was asking about partnership, and she was saying that all her past partners were abusive, and was based on that she always picked good partners that were had that same thing of being abusive and treating her horribly. So the first thing was not about when her next abusive boyfriend was going to come in. It was all about how important it was for her to go within herself and to understand where in her frequency was she putting out a vibration that she was still had residual energy that she deserved to be treated disrespectfully, and that she was attracting into her life people that would abuse her. And so the answers are within her to clear her energy field, so then she doesn't have that energy, that vibration, that radiating frequency that goes out of her energy field to attract those people in her life. When we start changing our frequency, when we start going within, think of it as clearing our frequency, becoming clearer, meaning more of our God essence, of our peace of angel, walking in this human world. And the more we will experience it, and those people that are not in the same frequency, those people that are chaotic and have chaos and have the drama and traumas, literally will bypass us because we are not on the same wavelength, we're not on the same page there. And so it doesn't mean we won't have experiences in life, and it's not about separation. It's actually more about inclusive and becoming inclusive around, but we absolutely have our right of who we want to have in our inner circle. So we want to be the example, be the change, be the peace, be the glowing angel that you are. And take that down to a cellular level. Don't have this some airy-fairy thing that's up in the air. This is each and every single one of us. All of us have come down here for a sole purpose, S-O-L-E, to understand that we're all souls, angels, having a human experience, embodying the physical body. And the more we merge that, our body with our angel self, it's another way we're merging science with spirituality. The more we can understand that we have a lot of responsibility, and the more we take responsibility and accountability of where we're directing the energy, the more we will, again, experience the life, a peaceful life. Be the bridger. Go out there and bridge people as far as people's minds. Be the bridger of extending your hand first and saying, congratulations, nice to meet you. Look at people with love in their eyes. Look at people with love in your out of your eyes, and look at people in the eyes. We've become in such a rat race society where we've gotten disconnected, and now it's all about going back to that inclusive, getting connected, and getting connected within yourself gives you a foundational energy for you to be able to, again, radiate that peace out, that abundance out, that love out, and that absolutely cannot not change every aspect of your life. And we're doing a lot of stuff at Carrie O'Connor LLC to help you along with this process. So if you're not signed up for the free newsletter, I highly recommend that you either email the office at union1111@yahoo.com or check out the website at www.carrieoconnor.com, or the phone number for any up-and-coming events is 860-887-1201. And speaking about events, we have a mini Lightstream Live located in Salem, Connecticut this Friday. When it's around the East Coast that wants to come on down, those are always fun. They're an intimate gathering of only 10 people. Everyone is gathered, guaranteed a reading. They're a lot of fun. They're from 6 to 9 p.m. on this Friday. Also, we have on the 26th the Awakening Your Divine Empowerment, and this is a teleclass, so anybody can listen to it all around the world. This is giving you tools and tips, and this is absolutely comes with a booklet, and I go from step to step, layer to layer, foundation by foundation of how you can awakening your divine empowerment, hold more of that frequency, clear up the fog, get into that more empowered posture, and the more empowered posture you stand in, the more you absolutely can be the creator of your own reality here. And so we have that coming up, and we have the Mastery Series coming up, and Mastery Series 1 is available for MP3, and in a wave format or CDs, whatever your preference is. And we also have the second Mastery Part 2 coming up. You don't have to have taken Part 1 to do take Part 2. That is coming up on Thursday at the end of the month, and we're excited about that because we had a lot of positive response with that, where people really got into the four-week period where it was an hour a week on Thursdays, and if you weren't able to attend, it was you could re-listen to it over and over again by teleclass, and people felt the profound effects of joining weekly, of making that commitment to spend an hour a week to to gather and to get information, and you have attunements, and you have clearing on the energy field. And so it was a lot of fun to do, and people had some profound effects with that as far as opening up their intuition. People are seeing things. People are feeling things. And so just think of when two or more gathered, and it doesn't matter that we're around the world here. The world is becoming a much closer place as far as with the internet, with teleclasses. And so we're coming together here. And again, with the thought of union, unified field creates unity within us. This is about our wholeness and holiness and unified field. That's all the energy of the age of Aquarius. And so as we get out of this age of Pisonian energy, we're going into the age of Aquarius. And again, that's all about us being, having a unified field, us being that whole person, and whole and holiness attracts more whole and holiness within your life, and you're being the director of your own energy, of every thought, word, and deed. And so watch how you're putting the energy out there, and you will start to, you could be amazed at how much we could put stuff out there that cancels out the peaceful thoughts or the abundance that comes in, because our mind is wired on putting out the no buts. Sometimes my daughter, my 6-year-old daughter, gets in her no but stage, and I'll be giving her information. She's a no but mom, no but, no but. And so I call it the no but stage, but we all have the no buts. And so let's clear out the no buts and get into yes and be the change. So we're going to go to our first break, and then we're going to come back and we're with open phone lines. So you listen to the Carrie O'Connor Show, and we'll be back right after this short break.
Have you been baffled by the unanswered questions in your mind and heart? Are you ready to see your life unfold right in front of your eyes? Tap into the power of your inner voice, embrace the wisdom within, and live life to the max with the empowerment psychic, Linda Dickinson. Visit Linda at InMyFuture.com or call 800-206-9096 for a private session that'll help you live life to the max. Listen to Linda on the Dr. Pat Show and call in to connect with your guides. Performance Velocity brings you the Breakthrough Human Performance Formula, ETA equals R, where energy intelligence is the key competency for the successful business leader. Are you ready for this emerging trend? You can ignite leadership, accelerate execution, and deliver peak performance every time. Performance Velocity can help you, your management team, or your company. Call 303-744-2464. Human performance is their business. Visit performancevelocity.com and start getting results now.
Introducing the featured re-release of Kat James Grassroots best-selling book, The Truth About Beauty: Transform Your Looks and Your Life from the Inside Out. The Truth About Beauty represents the most comprehensively researched and inspiring body and beauty guide to date. It's been called a masterpiece by New York Magazine's two-time Nutritionist of the Year, Oz Garcia, and a path to personal triumph by former Glamour publisher Suzanne Grimes. The re-released edition of this modern health and beauty classic features 40% new material, including James' long-awaited recipes from her acclaimed Total Transformation programs, plus her living formula for freedom from food obsession, state-of-the-art natural skin, supplement, and anti-aging strategies, and a natural product resource guide called Worth Its Weight in Gold by Marie Claire Magazine. If you're ready to get serious, get the truth about beauty and transform yourself today, visit informedbeauty.com.
Alternative Talk 1150 is on the interwebs. Dial us up at 1150kknw.com.
Welcome back to the Carrie O'Connor Show, and we're here for the rest of the hour. And so we opened up the phone lines, and you can reach us at 1-800-930-2819. Again, I'm going to give that number again, 1-800-930-2819, and the lines are now open. And so as we're talking about at the top of the hour, as far as how important it is to be the change that we want to see, and I was just finishing up with stories of the no-buts. I was in a conversation with a friend of mine this morning, and I found myself, or she pointed out that I was doing the no-buts. We were talking about a trip that I possibly would take, and I was just going through a list of what I call is my 1-2-3 outs. So I will go through process something with a friend. So if I have any worries or concerns, I don't want to concentrate it. I just want to say it, talk about it. I give myself three times, three chances to process it, and then it's out, meaning done and over with, because I do not want it to cause energy within my energy field as far as blocks. And so she just noticed that. Usually I'm very optimistic, and I was being a little bit negative or in my own kind of no-but way. And so we all have our moments. We all could wake up in the wrong side of the bed or not even notice that we're doing it. And so we could get just have doubt come in our energy. And so this is where we want to really pay attention that I felt it within my energy field. I felt like a prickliness, and I was just processing our busy weekend and stuff like that. And so not excuses, but just recognizing, okay, now is the time. I'm feeling a little prickly. Thank you, friend, for recognizing that in me and bringing it out. And so then it allowed me the moments of not getting angry that she pointed something out to me, that I appreciated that. So then I could just sit in, drop down, see what was really going on with myself, and then flip. It's like flipping a switch. Then I had opportunity to flip the switch of how is directing my energy, my thoughts about what was going on, and what was the real underlying thing as far as this trip. And so it had nothing to do with the trip. It had underlying issues with the wounded child. So that's where I always go back to, as far as the more we want to look at ourselves and feed that child and take that, the wounded child will always feel separated or feel lack of self-esteem, self-worth, and so then come up with the excuse list. And so we want to make sure that we are constantly aware of that and what our tendencies are, because we all have our own histories, our own unique histories, and so we have our own unique excuse list. So just tapping into your own and then starting to clear it out, meaning recognizing when you're starting to fall into those habits, then will help you align to get out of those habits, because we are habitual beings. And so when we find ourselves finding saying the same things over and over again, just like I pointed out with my daughter, the no-buts, she really understands when I'm saying that. I'm not saying that in a negative way. I'm saying, Taylor, how can we take this situation and turn it around? Because she looks like energetically a mat and a maze, and she's just getting stuck, and I'm giving her suggestions, and not that she has to listen to what I say, but I'm giving her objective of things. And so it's an opportunity for us to have a conversation, to have her energetically get out of that mat and the maze. And then sometimes when she doesn't want to, she understands that she's just having one of those days where she feels contracted. So giving her tools of what she can do to support herself energetically, when we all can feel those, like what I call the bad hair days. So you know what? This is when we're all here together. We're all here to help each other out, and to, no man is an island to himself. And we're understanding that more and more, especially when we understand our interconnectedness. And so through that interconnectedness, we can all, the more we strengthen up that our energy fields, the more it radiates out to people in our soul group, people in our circle, and then it goes right out to everybody around the world. And so the more we understand our connection, that we have a powerful connection and we're so interconnected and connected within each other, the more we can absolutely not only feel the peace and be the peace, it's like we have more flow in our life and just have more dance with life, instead of waking up in the morning and saying, ugh, the alarm clock's off. And so that's what we really are being invited to, having a lot of help here to step into the more flow with life instead of the ugh. And so that's important flow. It's a beautiful time of the year to wake up and plant the seeds. The seeds are every thought, word, and deed. And so when you start thinking about that we have 60,000 to 90,000 thoughts a day, how do you plant those? Because if you don't plant them consciously, my friends, you will plant them unconsciously, meaning in your history, in our stories. Our story and our history and our wounded child wants to take those seeds. Think of those seeds as food for the wounded child, and then it will hold us back in our stories. When we start recognizing that, we stop feeding, giving energy, life force energy to that wounded aspects of ourselves. And those wounded aspects of ourselves are very alive. We're not talking about some airy-fairy thing out that's off in the corner. Think that energy has already proven through science, is first of all, is on thermodynamics, can never be destroyed nor changed. It just changes form. And so think of water changes to ice, changes to steam, it changes back to water again. And so those aspects of us, those times that those experiences that we've had are in our energy fields. We are walking databases. And so with every, again, thought, word, and deed, we're given, science has shown, we're given 60,000 to 90,000 thoughts a day, which can then be looking at seeds of potentials. How are you planting your seeds? Are you planting them as, I'm going to get this job, I'm going to have more abundance, I'm going to have more health, or are you planting them unconsciously where, think of, they'll just fall into the, or I see the back of us where we have our history, and they will go into those pockets, those the stories, and they will feed our stories, meaning lack, abundance, scarcity, and then we will experience that within our life. So the more we consciously experience the flow in life, the more we consciously plant our seeds, the more we'll see abundance in every aspect of our life. And seeing that it's spring, going into quickly into summer, is a great time for being aware of how we're planting the seeds, because this time is the time of year where a lot of people plant gardens and plant their plants and literally do the wands and plant seeds for fruit and vegetables. So it's time for us to take that analogy and realize that we're doing that energetically throughout the day, every day, and this doesn't stop. It's throughout the day. So understanding that, we can give us a more sense of that we get a chance every single day, and we get a chance even if we decide to change our mood in the afternoon. Every single breath is another opportunity for us to change our how we're directing our energy. And again, we open up the phone lines. The phone lines, the number is 1-800-930-2819. Again, 1-800-930-2819. And talking about what's going on with the business, Carrie O'Connor LLC, we have we talked about the Mastery Series, and also in June we have a lot of teleclasses coming up with abundance, money flow, and how to get more abundance is seems to be the theme of this year because the economy. And so we're going to give you tips and tools, and these are tried tips and tools where how to open up those pathways to have more abundance in your life, and abundance of everything, money, jobs, opportunities, health, and but emphasis on money, because money is an energy, and we really want to look at our history as far as with money. So many times people don't understand that they are, when I look within their energy field, they still are holding the past subconscious patterns of what their parents taught them about money, and or the collective society taught them about money, their grandparents. Money's the root of all evil. And when I look at the person's energy field, I see this ball that still is, it has like a static energy around it. So think of looking at something that has a sparkler energy. So then it brings my energy and attention to that ball. And when I read it, I look in and I see what your thoughts are, what the scenario is, what it's like watching a movie. And so I will see somebody that could be down on their knees, and I see signs of crosses all over, which is my symbolic language of religion, is having a sense with them that money is the root of all evil, and you have to pray for something that's outside of you. And so in that consciously, that person, or subconsciously, that person is still directing their energy, that life force that I talked about, that 60,000 and 90,000 seeds, energy, creative life force, down into that energy of lack and scarcity, or that money is the root of evil. And so if we have any residual energies, thoughts of that, then we will find ourselves sabotaging our opportunities with money. It could be quite subtle, but our subtle things can be quite profound in how much they affect us. And so whenever you're experiencing a lack in money, or relationship flow, as far as personal relationship, or your interpersonal relationship, friends and families, is experiencing chaos, go back to those patterns, what you were the themes that you saw. Did you feel loved? Were you feeling, did you feel lovable? Did you feel heard? And so those are the messages of the child within us, the inner child. And those messages, again, profoundly affect on how we see the world, how we feel the world sees us, and every thought can be changed. So let's say we had a lot of information, or when we were younger, we saw a lot of chaos, and we saw a lot of people that did not have a solid foundation. And you know what? I don't think I'm going to be telling you a secret. When I read energy fields, it's 99.9% of us did not have the Brady Bunch family. That even with the Brady Bunch family, think of, they came, both came from a split family. So we could have these illusions of the perfect family. And so most of us did not have that. We do better when we know better. And now we're becoming of age where we know better, meaning that we're understanding the energetic components. We're understanding that we inherit an energetic history besides our genetic history, meaning how tall we are, our eye color. We also inherit an energetic history, meaning our thoughts on relationships, our thoughts and beliefs on money, our thoughts and beliefs on job success. Like, there's the underlying thing where people don't succeed past their fathers or their mothers in work, and so people get to a certain place and then they'll plateau, and then they don't go any further. And so in their energy fields, they hold a part that they cannot succeed the father, because they'll get annihilated. It's fascinating when you look at it, when it's experiencing to you. The word fascinating might not be the word you want to hear, but the more we understand and have acknowledgement and we have empowerment, and that's where I really get into this in the Awakening Your Divine Empowerment and in the Master Series, level by level, by layer, by creating a foundation, and it's like undoing and then putting it back together. Undoing, we're getting out the chaos or any kind of seeds that could have been woven within your energy field that are not empowering, and then putting it back together is literally weaving it back, putting in new seeds, putting in like symbolic miracle grow around you to be in that process of being open and wired to have more flow, have your energy literally field be able to absorb more of that flow, that universal energy, and then you're directing it like the angel master that you are. We're going to our second break of the day, and then we'll be back with the phone lines. You're listening to the Carrie O'Connor Show, and we'll be back after this short break.
Learn how to help people deal with loss and the grieving process. The new online certificate in bereavement studies at the Center for Integrative Health focuses on the spiritual, cultural, and workplace aspects of loss. Completely online, the one course per month format allows you to complete the certificate in as little as 9 months and earn graduate credit from a regionally accredited institution. Financial aid is available. Visit centerforintegrativehealth.org for the National University Systems Center for Integrated Health. That's centerforintegrativehealth.org.
Have you signed up for the Dr. Pat Show newsletter? Find out about upcoming guests, current promotions, events, and information. Go to thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com and sign up now.
It's a new day. Join intuitive coach Dawn Marie Stansfield every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific right here on KKNW AM 1150. Dawn Marie focuses on the self-empowerment of individuals by examining present-day circumstances. She offers practical tools you can use to help overcome difficult situations and move forward on your life path. Learn more at dawnsvision.com and catch It's a New Day with Dawn Marie Stansfield Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific.
Can you imagine a world where noodles are calorie-free? For centuries, Japanese women have eaten these noodles. Now this Japanese miracle noodle is available in the United States at miraclenoodle.com. As seen on ABC News, this noodle made only of soluble fiber has zero net carbs and zero calories. Imagine the possibilities. Now you know why it's called Miracle Noodle. Add noodles back into your diet guilt-free at miraclenoodle.com.
You're listening to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back to the Carrie O'Connor Show, and I'm Carrie O'Connor, and I'll be with you to the top of the hour. And Benny, why don't we go to the phone lines?
All right, sounds like a plan. We'll give out that number one more time, 1-800-930-2819 for the Carrie O'Connor Show, 1-800-930-2819. We'll head off to Auburn, Washington. We have Sandy calling in, Carrie. She wants to know if she's on the right path with relationships, and this is, you know, with friends and family. So, Sandy, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Hi, Sandy. How are you?
Good.
Good. So you want to know if you're in the right path with friends and family?
Yeah, well, actually, just even on the right path, am I fulfilling my purpose in life?
Okay. All right. Sandy, what I'm seeing, actually, your father's crossed over, right?
Yeah.
Okay. He comes in first. He's giving you the month a number of 555. They like to give numbers, smells, and birds. And he's also given you a cross. And I was raised Catholic, so all my symbols are from Catholicism. But he's given you like a small one where I see like where they have the symbols of Jesus on the cross. And it's all silver. And I pay attention to this. And he's putting his hand down and making sure it's like a special gift. It's in a jewelry box. He's handing it to you. And so think of when I see the part of Jesus Christ suffering, there's a part that Dad acknowledges when he goes over on the other side that there was a part of where he separated himself in life as far as feeling that life had to do with separation and suffering and hardness and like a dog-eat-dog world. When he goes over there, he saw how much that he had opportunities that life did not have to be like that. He also talks about pain in the neck, pain in the neck, pain in the neck, and he's pointing to his neck like where he could even had pain in his physical neck and also where he felt like he could have been a pain in the neck too. And so he definitely, when I see the number five, it's about change. And he also, when he's handing you the cross, it's about, it's a cross of peace, giving you harmony, and especially giving you support. And he is also recognizing a Joseph, and I feel like I'm going to a middle name. And he also wants to give the number three and brings in the mother too. And so think of that, Sandy, that you're coming in, especially the moms are saying the last 3 years, last 3 days, last 3 weeks, and over the next 3 days, 3 months, 3 years, a 3-3-3 period here of really fine-tuning. When I see somebody touching their thymus, that gland that with the immune system, for endocrine system, 4 inches below the throat, that's all about my symbol of the high heart, and that's about unconditional love's part. So when I see you having a dial and you look, bending down and you're looking at like a dial on the radio station and tuning in, that's a very significant symbol for me. That means to me that you are tuning in, and when I see earmuffs and the mother's putting on the earmuffs on you, meaning tune out other people's influences, tuning out other people's desires or pulls on your energy, because there's a part of your energy that you're highly attuned to when other people need help and you're Johnny on the spot to extend your hand and to help the person. This is where you're going through this again, intense period where it's all about balance for Sandy and having a going up what I call the elevator. So I'm going up to elevator three to elevator five. So there's more flow, there's more balance, there's more happiness, there's more abundance, there's literally more energy flow. And as you do that, the best thing you could do is do that, because what you're showing yourself and the family is how to go step into this enlightened state. And so it's like we go through this stage where Stewie Weil calls it endarkenment, meaning teaching. And I like that word, because it's like going through the wounded child, going back, clearing out our past, those things that consciously or subconsciously hold us back, and then we could reach the enlightened part, meaning feeling lighter physically, mentally, emotionally. So they're giving you the bravos. And especially this is a family's lineage, and so that means that you've been working on clearing the stuff out consciously and subconsciously that holds us back, that, again, has you radiate your heart signature out. That's your soul signature out, and when we're radiating that out, it acts like a tuning fork to other people, giving them permission to turn on their own heart signals too. And that's the highest form of love that we could do for those family members around us, for those people that we love around us, because we're saying to them, step beyond any boundary, step beyond anything that crosses, that holds you back, step beyond anything that has to do with suffering and lack and scarcity, and be the whole unified field. And so being the example, being the radiator is a huge bridger job, and also it's exactly what you're doing. And especially I'm seeing it over the next, the last 3 days, last 3 weeks, last 3 months, and really allowing yourself, if taking it in for you is like a return on the left side, is returning of energy, returning of gifts, returning of feeling lighter and lighter and lighter, Sandy, and especially again over the next 3 days, 4 weeks, because you're setting up this thing for the next 3 years of really feeling expansion. And it doesn't stop after 3 years. It's just really feeling where I see a phoenix in the fire. So that means really going through transmuting pain, stuff that's painful things in the past. And so we have a choice when we have painful things in the past. Do we stay stuck or do we go above it? And so you decide to go above it. And so it literally creates an energetic opening within the family and friend grid that they, teaching them that they can climb out of their own phoenix through the fires. And we all have our own disappointments and opportunities through life that we have, again, that we have that choice point. And so this is where, again, that not only you're doing, leading by example, you're in accelerated time. There's, again, the 3-3-3s. I'm also seeing the mom bringing in Archangel Gabrielle. Gabriella is all about, I see Gabriella as a female. Some angels are androgynous, so they really don't have a sex, but I see her as a, again, a female of bringer in messages, bringer of good news. And again, when I see this horns and see it's like Christmas horns on a Christmas card of the angels with their horn up, and it's like, again, in position of the next 3 days, 3 weeks, 3 months, and it's all about, again, the sensing of more joy, more peace, more happiness. And I also see she points to your shoes, literally your feet, and I'm seeing like small feet getting into bigger feet. So that's like having big shoes to step into. You're expanding your feet, and that's a solid foundation, foundational energies, first, second, third chakra, all of that is is transmuting, getting recalibrated, and again, a sense of joy, peace, abundance, all of that. And that's expanding sideways. We need the sideways grids open because we've done the up and down ones, meaning praying to the Father, Son up in the sky for thousands of years, and now we're learning to open up, again, the balance of giving and receiving. And so you're opening up those grids nicely, and it's going to help you to be, again, be more balanced, have more peace, and be the example. And that is all of our soul purposes. S-O-L-E is remembering who we really are, and as we do that, understanding that we're unique pieces of God, Source, Creator, whatever that means to you, and being unique meaning that what do I do that gives me passion and joy? Because when we do our passion, it sends out a stronger symbol of our joy, our passion, and that acts like a tuning fork to everybody around us and has them want to do their piece of joy, Creator. So you're doing a great job. And also the dad then hands you a staff like Moses parting the sea. So this is when things could feel sticky, when you could feel by yourself, feeling like, think of Moses went through the desert leading the people for 40 years, and he had to do a lot of trust there and a lot of, trust that he was being guided and had moments of doubt. And so there's a part of dad's emphasizing that on strong on his side of the family. So think of he's really sees life totally different when he gets over on the other side. And, again, it doesn't want to have family have missed opportunities where he felt he missed a lot of opportunities on how he viewed life, saw life, and experienced life, and that he hands that staff over to you as like a baton thing where you are, again, are breaking generational patterns that are going to affect future generations, and that is a wonderful thing to do. Okay?
Okay. That is good. So what you're saying is I really need to follow my own instinct.
Absolutely, absolutely, and tune into your own, especially when they put, Sandy, when they put speakers on their symbolic earmuffs on you, and especially when I see Bose speakers, that isn't even a deeper message, because those Bose is like a brand of high quality, high-end equipment. And so that means that you're worth it. You're worthy of it. You're worthy of, but like putting on earmuffs is like blocking other people's needs and wants right now, because this is all about you going to your heart's desires, especially when somebody comes in and they tend to be wired. I was just briefly talking about this with Benny, where we're wired to be, you're wired, he's wired to be a giver, 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 and it's always important to be a receiver, receiver as much as we give. Everything is balanced. It's like, think of an infinity eight, giving is part of your natural nature. Receiving,
right.
Love, compliments is also an important part of that. And so you're in a receiving end of all the giving that you've been doing, and you open up your left side even more to receiving. Think of it as stored gifts, stored energy that is here to imbue you and expand you over the next, again, 3 days, 3 weeks, 2 months, and this is all about you, and that allows you to think of, and I say allow as an expansion allow, and not allow as in permission. It's about, again, expanding, going up to the other elevator that gives us a different view. It has us be the observer, and so then we can clearly see when people around us are doing, creating the chaos, that we don't go down to that chaotic level. We stay
right
up there and be the example, so they have to meet us up in the other elevator, so then it doesn't drain us cellularly. And it's not saying that we're higher than anybody else or we're better than anybody else. This is all about inclusive. We're all going up to the other elevator. The rate is totally up to us, because that goes back to free will. And so being
that
make sense? So
yeah,
we could,
it
just like the angels and the masters cannot make us do anything free will. They can guide us, they can support us, and they literally can, like I see them go behind us, and their heart energy is radiating this electromagnetic radiating pulse. The more we feel it, the more we feel like we're empowered, which makes us want to step out firmly and with confidence. If we don't feel it, we feel shaky, right? So that's why I always go back to energy. That's why I always go back to the clear out. The more clear we are, the more we feel that energy, and we feel empowered, and the more we go move up and out, meaning that we open up our field of giving and receiving, and we get open up the field of being free from the past and clearly planting the seeds of what we want to create in the future. And that heart goes out, and that goes from soul to soul, and it goes beyond anybody's ego. That goes back to earmuffs, where people could do what I call the mental arm wrestling of the right and wrongs, and this is clearing all of that out. So you're being the example. You're actually doing the theme that was today. There's no mistake that you even called that. Okay? Very
well,
good.
I do. Gary, I do have a question about what the 3 days, 3 weeks, 3 months thing.
That's a period. Think of what, that when they give numbers, first of all, you're going to be seeing a lot of threes. Like you're going to look at a clock and you're going to see threes for threes. You're going to look at license plates, billboards, and it's just going to seem to hit you. It's a reminder of the parents and the angels around you supporting you, right? But also, they're emphasizing, after when you hang up, think about the last 3 months, the last 3 weeks, the last 3 years, because you're at a turning point over the next day, 3 days, 3 months, 3 years, of how it's like of standing up, taking more energy in. You've gone through a huge growth period, and so it's going over the next 3 days, 3 months, 3 years of really having the balance, seeing the benefits in your physical life for all that you have been giving, and having more receiving power, meaning receiving more energy, which equates to opportunities, health, love, balance, happiness. And so you're in that receiving end part, and that's where, again, you're going up the elevator, because when we have the energy, it's like where it's connecting to electromagnetic life force, and so it's prana, life force, joy, and so that allows us to, again, goes back to our histories, and it unplugs us from anything where we could be held back consciously or unconsciously, and allows us to stay more in the now, and then create, like, step out of a, it holds an empowered posture, and so you're in a real huge growth period. You're going to be seeing a lot of threes, and every time you see it, think of it as, like, the angels and family members giving you a high five, saying, good job, keep on going for it. Okay.
Oh yay! Oh,
all right,
thank
honey.
You. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome, Sandy. You have a lovely day.
You too. Bye bye.
Okay, bye bye. And Benny, why don't we go for the last break of the day, and then we'll go back to the phone lines.
Have you been longing to reconnect with nature? Yellow Bear Journeys is an eco-tour company that designs and guides tours in the Pacific Northwest and Hawaii with a unique focus of restoring the hope, strength, and joy of each traveler and bringing clarity to their next step in life. Journeys are designed to reconnect you with nature in gentle ways that allow enjoyment without overwhelm. Call 360-918-8121 or visit yellowbearjourneys.com.
Hi, I'm Bettina Carey, founder of Women in Small Biz Shows and Events. And I may be only 4'9" and a half, but what I do is big. Dream big, break through, and connect with powerful women just like you. Jump into action and gain a powerful new attitude in business, leadership, and life. Join us at the second annual Women's Empowerment Summit, where women of real power unite. June 12th and 13th at the W Seattle Hotel. Register today at womensempowermentsummit.com. Sponsored by Money Tree.
Hi, this is Anna Luque, author of The Yogurt Diet. Based on scientific research, this lifestyle has been carefully formulated to promote weight loss and boost the immune system. The Yogurt Diet will help you achieve overall balance and radiant health, even if you suffer from lactose and gluten intolerance, yeast infections, digestive problems, and more. Consuming yogurt daily is an excellent way to optimum health and ideal weight, and the yogurt I recommend is Greek Gods Greek Yogurt. So thick and creamy. Greek Gods yogurt is simply yogurtlicious. Greek Gods yogurt is full of probiotic bacteria, good for overall health. And it's made with all natural ingredients in the same tradition yogurt has been made in Greece for centuries.
Try the Greek Gods popular honey yogurt or the tangy yet subtly sweet pomegranate. Don't forget to try the new Greek Gods kefir cheese spread. Great for dips or as a healthy substitute for sour cream. Be happy. Go Greek. Experience the myth.
Want to hear something different from talk radio? The choice is clear. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back to the Carol Connor Show, and I'm Carol Connor, and I'll be with you to the top of the hour. And Benny, why don't we go take some more phone calls?
Okay, I'd love to do that. Let's go now to Maria. She's calling in from Seattle, Washington. You spoke with her a couple months ago about her and her business that she's starting up. She was supposed to have, well, she was expecting to have a big month in April, of course, starting out as a business. She said she had a few doors open up, but she wasn't expecting it to be like that, maybe more of a big shebang, I guess, is what she's looking for. That's the only thing I can come up with, Maria. Let's see if you're on the right path with me, too. Maria, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you so much. Hi, Carrie.
Hi.
I had spoken to you a couple months ago because I was a
about making money at my passion work and my new business, and you had said that I'm exactly where I was supposed to be, mm-hmm. and there, in April there would be like an acceleration, an mm-hmm. explosion, mm-hmm. and that my outside will match what's going on inside. Mm-hmm. And I did like intentionally fertilize. I did a lot of that, mm-hmm. and I did. I will say I met a lot of contacts. My elevator went up, mm-hmm. But I just don't know if there's any particular contacts or opportunities that I should be pursuing, or what you might see coming
what
up.
What I'm seeing with that is a lot of those contacts are I see a Miracle Grow under 85% to 90% of them. So that's, and they're different levels of Miracle Grow. So when I see that, that means they're in a growth period, you're in a growth period. Good helping hands like that is a wonderful thing. And I mean, when we're starting any kind of business, I would consider that absolutely a huge explosion to have contacts that are going to be further, that are going to be that open up to, they're comparing it to like when I, it sounds kind of an odd thing, but I walked into a spiritualist church. I was at my wit's end of meeting people, and it was more for connecting and talking to people. And so I stretched it out. I went to this church that was all broken down. It was in a house. I didn't even know where a spiritualist church was. But anyway, make a long story short, that walking in was an explosion, changed my life around. The people that I met, and had to meet other people, and still to this day, 10-15 years later, it's still, I still am having benefits from walking in that day. It's something similar, same with you, right? And so this
okay.
is where it's like, when I walked in there, I was the youngest by 20 years, in that there was very few people in there. So on the outside, it would not have looked like a good, great thing, you know what I mean? But it was, it further, I planted the seeds that forever changed my life. And so think of that, this is what you're doing. You're doing it with consciousness. And this is where it's like the duality dance of when things are plopping down in the physical. So meeting the people, to meet energetically, is happening in the physical. And so this is where you want to, when the head wants to say, okay, when is the other door is going to come in, and when is the flow coming in, see that there's the flow coming in now, as in money and opportunities, as you connect with the people. And I'm seeing as far as how, who to connect to and who not to, it's going to be mm-hmm. synchronistic things as far as hearing, let's say that you hear an ad on foot reflexology, and the person that you had a conversation with was a foot reflexologist, or a person that does, is connected to it, or they talk that they liked it. You're getting a message to talk and connect to that person. You know what I mean? So pay attention. Be all ears right now as far as things that you hear, conversations, and it could even be literally at the hairdresser when you listen to somebody's conversation. And not nosy, but just the information comes in on outside sources through the radio. As far as connection, this is a time to be very, again, proactive. Take up those go in, plan a meeting, plan a, even at your place, a an inclusive meeting as far as do a free talk about something or something along those lines.
I did that this month.
Excuse me?
I did that this month.
Perfect.
I gave a talk, and I was so confident because I knew that this was April, and what you had said gave me so much confidence. I've never done it before until that door was opened for me.
Perfect. So then plan another talk, you know what I mean, as far
okay.
as, and every time, and again, I'm going to give you an example. When I used to do intuitive circles, I started, and then sometimes it would be like one person, two people. Sometimes I sat around, and then all of a sudden, explosion, and then it was the word of the mouth, and then it was three people, four people. Then I had to shut it down because there's 55 people in my living room, and I couldn't balance at all. And so there was, and it was, I still have requests for that, again, 10 years later. So this is where you want to do the, every time that you're doing something physical, basically, it's like you are opening to, you're doing a tri-level. You're doing it yourself because you're saying, hey, I could do it. This is empowering me. B, you're the word energetically, you're putting out to your front fibers where we put our hopes, dreams, and desires, and we also put our worst nightmares there. You're putting more energy into expansion, expansion, expansion. And the tri-level is that you're literally going out there and affecting people and affecting those people that affect people. And so when one person comes in, think of all these cords that are connected to them, and we have thousands of cords connected to us. You know what I mean? So mm-hmm. never mind, this is like soul group on the highest level. So it's like everybody matters, right? And so this is where, again, you did a free talk, I'd absolutely do another one. Even say for the next 3 months, I'll do a free monthly a free telecast every single month, and as part of that is my give back. I want to give back as part of my thing that I do, and part of it is also part of the whole thing is of helping people that might not be able to afford something right now. So it's opening doors, and it's also having people come in and hear about me that didn't hear about before. It's many levels, right? And so that's where
doing it, having that to base, and again, keep on expanding and to keep on making the connections and be proactive, take those steps. And this is where it's not only doing it because I said it, it's doing it because you said it. You feel it, Maria. And so it's like you're, again, in a huge growing sideways part. So the sideways part is where we are, again, being very proactive, stepping out, going out beyond our comfort zone at times, but it's all about you're coming from your passion, and that is contagious. People feel
great.
It, okay?
Great. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Good co-creating. Good co-creating. I'm not even going to say good luck. It's excellent co-creating. And, Benny, why don't we go to the phone lines? I think Benny might be in another room. So I know we have another phone call line on the person on the line. So I'm going to give out my contact information as Benny's getting on. If you want to contact me for a private reading or about a workshop, my number is 887-1201. Again, 860-887-1201. And visit my website at www.carrieoconnor.com for any kind of information. And Benny?
Yes, my darling, I am here.
Okay.
Sorry about that. My apologies.
No, it's all right. It's okay. We finished up with Maria.
Yep, I noticed that, and we are going to now go to Vicky. Sorry about that. Last call of the day, I was running in doing other duties for the station. I'm the only one here, I swear.
I know.
Okay, we're actually going to take Vicky. She's calling in from Renton, Washington. She's has a son with attention deficit disorder. She wants to know if we can work around that. So, Vicky, welcome to the show.
Hi, Carrie. Hi, Benny.
Hi, how are you, Vicky?
I'm fine. My son is a great kid. He's in ninth grade. He's 14, extremely bright, but struggling desperately in school. I'm not even interested in doing work anymore because he feels that he doesn't stay focused. He can't concentrate. He can't seem to finish things. And I'm trying to figure out if I just need to know if there's any help to help me figure out where this is coming from so we can figure out how to address it.
Okay.
How to treat him.
First of all,
them.
Have all of you take 3 tablespoons of lecithin, L-E-C-I-T-H-I-N, lecithin, 3 tablespoons. It comes in granular. And have the egg base versus soy base throughout the day. And make sure all of you are drinking at least 3 quarts of water a day. And that really helps with any kind of... We are constantly dehydrated, especially your son is dehydrated. And so 3 quarts can be a lot for him, but it's really important for him to do that in morning, evening, and night. As far as the lecithin helps with nervous system, and the brain is made out of 30% lecithin, and so that would be very important for him. It supports his growing nervous system. Also, far as having him do an energy maintenance, if you have not signed up for my free energy exercises, please email me and ask up for them, and have him do a lot of crossovers because he's on an energetic growth spurt that I'm seeing he's outside of himself as far as his energy body is standing beside himself. And so what he's got to learn is how to get himself back in. I want to say both of my kids are ADD, and I had to go through this through school too, so I understand this personally. And so and I did it with my children. So it's like I had to remind them of energy tips and tools to energetically literally stretch their physical bodies to be able to hold their energetic bodies. And so he's going along with the period of the his physical body going through a period, and so think of his energy body going through a period. And he's beside himself in the right side, so that has to do with the male energy, how he defines himself as a man, could be very sensitive as far as males, companions, male peers, that kind of deal. And so talking with him, because I'm seeing he's left-eared, and when you're talking and speaking to him, literally sit on his left side because he's more receptive to hearing on his left side right now than he is on his right side. And so being in the car when you're driving and he's in the front seat would be the perfect time, and or if you're sitting at a dinner table, whatever, make sure you're on his left side. He's more receptive to hearing, and that could be going up to the next 2 years. And also, as far as the, have you tried any ADD supplements with him?
A long time ago, I tried something called Be Calm that had a lot of different vitamins.
Yeah, I would go to bring him to a naturopath or go to a good vitamin supplement store that I just saw one. You must have somebody that has we have a store down here that person is so a wealth of knowledge. And if she doesn't know it, she'll find out about it. So find different supplements that, again, could be supporting him right now, because it's not only the ADD. Again, I'm seeing part of this has to do with his age and the energies that are the world that are happening right now. He is very sensitive. I look at his skin, which is the biggest organ, and it's like wide open, so he's taken in the energies of everybody else besides himself, and so he can do stuff. It's like creating an energetic collagen elasticity in his own skin, so he could still expand but not take in all the excessive noise. And so having do those kind of things will really help him. And even, again, having him do stuff throughout the day, as far as having him tap his thymus and having him be able to cross his hands or even cross his feet throughout the day or throughout the night, that will, it's called crossover movements, and he could definitely weave them in. Even if he's on taking a piece of paper and doing infinity eights, drawing sideways eights, he's making a crossover movement. And so whenever he feels like he's beside himself or he can't concentrate, have him doodle. It'll look like he's doodling, but what he's doing is making crossovers in his brain. And so, and that means down to his physical body, because he's drawing. Have him do that. It's going to really, again, help him. Like, think of it as symbolically stretching his physical body as he's pouring his energy body into it, and part of his energy body saying, with the ADD, saying, I can't stretch into that physical body. It's way too tight and small for me. So it's energetically we're showing him, no, he can fit into that body. And actually, when he does fit into it and expands from the inside out, and he sees himself from the inside radiating out of his skin and going to the 12 feet around him, he has more room there. He can actually feel more empowered there and feel more grounded, so he could tune out the garbage signals that he's getting and tune into the the divine guidance, and so learning how to navigate in his body. Okay?
Okay. And Carrie, did you say 3 tablespoons of lecithin per day?
Yes, 3 tablespoons throughout the day, yes. And that's for your whole family. And this is for a lot of people, as far as we're severely dehydrated. And so that helps, where I've heard people getting off of anxiety medication and all the other stuff with that. So I'll have more on that next week. But any questions, yeah, email me at union1111 or the website carrieoconnor.com. And you've been a great audience, and I will talk to you next week. And my, you align with the divine.